Well, today, joined by Stacy Goodman here on the phone. She's the Iowa Foundation's director with the Omaha Community Foundation. Cass and Audubon Community Foundations have their spring grant program application process going on right now, and we thought we'd talk a little bit about those opportunities. Stacy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time. The Cass and the Audubon County Foundations are just part of a family of foundations that run through the Omaha Foundation. You've got a lot of folks that are donating money and feeding it back out to projects in a lot of communities, don't you?
Absolutely. We are so proud to have 9 county affiliates in Southwest Iowa that have the Omaha Community Foundation serving as our host foundation. And it is just such an exciting field to be in, where we're able to provide that point of connection between donors and groups that are looking to make those charitable contributions, as well as connecting them to the projects and programs that are doing such great work across our service area.
Yeah, it must be fun to go to a place every day to work where you know you're doing good for other people.
Oh, well, it is extremely fulfilling, and I know now more than ever it has just been so incredible to see the great work that is being made possible by local projects and programs and volunteers, and just really responding to some unprecedented needs that we're seeing in our counties this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure some of the applications are a little different than what you've seen in the past, but let's talk a little bit about the application process. I know it has already started. How long will that last, and what's the process like?
Absolutely. So our application cycle, as you noted, is open already, and we will be approaching our deadline here for those online applications on February 1st. So the application is open until 11:59 p.m. that evening, and we do encourage any group that's interested in applying to visit our website to be able to learn details about the applications, to access a link to that application, and then we have a fact sheet that's available that really provides some guidance and also answers some frequently asked questions. And so we would encourage folks to visit www.swiowafoundations.org to be able to access all that information and navigate to their county that they're interested in applying to. This cycle, we do have approximately $90,000 that's going to be available in both Audubon and Cass County through those local community foundations. And those dollars are going to be able to support nonprofit organizations as well as community projects in each of those counties. In terms of the process, we do want to let folks know that applicants do need to be a 501c3 public charity, a local municipality, or a fiscally sponsored project to apply. And as you noted a little earlier, this has been a very unique year, and so we just wanted to call attention to the fact that due to the ongoing impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, this spring's grant cycle, both the Cass and Audubon County Community Foundations are entertaining requests for program and operating support, in addition to their historic focus on funding those items of permanence.
Very good. So some other opportunities out there for folks. Can you talk a little bit about the process? Because I know we've all been involved in different types of grant applications. Some of them can be very lengthy and frustrating. What is this one like?
You know, we try and keep it a very manageable process where nonprofits and applicants are able to give us some basic background information and then really tell us details about the work they're doing and the project or program that they're seeking support, and be able to really dive into the details of what they're hoping to accomplish with the potential grant dollars. So basically with the project, they are able to log on and be able to create an online application anytime the remainder of this month. And then once we get those applications, we do a review at the staff level to be able to package those for review by our local community foundation boards, who are able to talk through and look at those applications and really be able to look at all the opportunities and needs that are being seen across the county and be able to make those grant decisions during the month of March. So hopefully these dollars will be awarded sometime in April to the potential applicants that are chosen to receive funding. And I think that we are just so grateful for the work that the nonprofits are doing, and would encourage interested applicants to review that grant fact sheet. And if they do have any questions, they're more than happy to reach out to our office to be able to talk through any questions or ideas they have as they're considering their submission of an application.
Very good. So the application process is something where local groups may not necessarily have to go out and hire someone at hundreds or thousands of dollars to help them with the application process. It's something that folks with a little bit of time and the right materials can get through.
Absolutely. I would say the vast majority of our applicants are very often those volunteer board members who are doing this out of their love for the mission that they work with. And so it's definitely something that we are used to having non-professional grant writers be able to successfully navigate that application process.
Excellent. That's a big plus. I want to talk a little bit, I'll put you on the spot a little bit here. I want to talk a little bit about some of the types of grants that you've been able to fund in the area. Some are larger, some the dollar figures might be a little bit smaller, but they're all very important.
Yes, I would say that the different types of programs and focus areas that have been historically funded in Cass and Audubon counties are very wide-ranging. And so it really can go through areas of civic engagement, culture, health, education, and social services. And really, it's been very wide-ranging in the recipients, from parks and playgrounds to building improvements and even support of some social services. So I would say that it really is dependent on the needs that are being seen by local communities and local projects, and being able to allow those opportunities to be brought to the attention for consideration of funding.
You bet. And you touched on this just a little bit earlier, but these decisions ultimately are made not by someone in Omaha or elsewhere. They're made by local folks who are your neighbors right there in your own counties. And a lot of these folks have been on these boards surveying these things for a long time. They're really committed to it.
It is so true. You know, that this the funding for this grant cycle actually comes through the State of Iowa's County Endowment Fund program. And so in both Audubon and Cass County, these dollars are being made possible by a percentage of the state's commercial gaming tax revenue, and it's distributed annually to community foundations in counties where there's not a state-issued gaming license there. And what is really impressive is that although this is a state program and our host foundation is the Omaha Community Foundation, the grant-making decisions are done at that local level. So it's local residents who are really making those decisions on the allocation of the dollars to charitable projects and programs, really with the hope to positively impact their county.
You bet. Are you surprised that some of the board members stay on these boards for so long?
You know, I would say that our boards have been very active as volunteer members, and they're very, very committed to really improving the quality of life and being able to respond to those opportunities and needs in their county. And we are just very honored for the service that those volunteers have been able to provide in not only our grant programs, but also being able to really allow the Community Foundation to be of service when there are different opportunities to plug in and provide a point of connection and be a partner to help some of this work be possible in each county.
You betcha. Well, I know you kind of touched on the where that some of that money comes from through the Iowa County Endowment Fund program, through some of the gaming revenue and things, but also through other grant cycles, there's a lot of money that's donated by folks here who through their estates, through just gifts that they want to make, like to do something that's going to perpetuate itself for a very long time. So I can't let you go before we give them a pitch for there's always room for more cash in the coffers.
That is so true. You know, beyond that County Endowment Fund program, our local community foundations work with individuals, families, businesses, and organizations to create permanent and expendable funds that are able to address those vital and changing community needs and interests. And they are always open to accepting additional contributions. And so if there is ever an interest in learning about how to donate to our local community foundations and maybe some of the local community funds or the local agency endowments, or even being able to serve as a partner in being able to add to those dollars to support those local projects, we always encourage folks to be able to reach out to either our local board members or our staff that support these community foundations in Southwest Iowa to be able to let them know what those opportunities look like. And we also are just so proud to be able to be a partner that allows for donations to those permanently endowed funds to have the opportunity to be eligible for a 25% State of Iowa Endow Iowa tax credit. And so it's just wonderful to be able to partner and be able to work with folks who want to partner in furthering this work across our communities in Southwest Iowa.
Yeah, if you look around, for example, in Cass and Audubon counties at some of the projects that have happened over the last several years, it's pretty certain at some point you're going to come across the local community foundations as being some of those providing some of the funding source for that those different projects. So, yeah, it's pretty wide ranging. Well, again, the grant application period is open right now. It runs through February 1st. Stacy, when will we see those grants then being announced after the application process closes down?
Yep, we will anticipate that we'll be able to be releasing the news release and sharing with the public the final grant award decisions in early April. So please be on the lookout to see the news on which projects and programs are the recipients of those grant funds in early April 2021.
All right, it's an exciting time. It's fun to generate money, but it's fun to give some back too, isn't it?
It is. As you said, it is just so incredible to be able to look at so many different areas of community life and know that the Community Foundation and the donors and programs that partner with the Community Foundation have touched upon so many different areas of community life in each of these counties.
Excellent. Well, Stacy, thank you so much. Again, it's SWIowaFoundations.org. If you'd like to find out more details, you can get that online, get in touch with those folks, and see if that's something that your group or organization might be able to benefit from. Stacy Goodman is the Iowa Foundation's director with the Omaha Community Foundation, talking this morning a little bit about the CAS and Audubon County Community Foundation spring grant periods. Stacy, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you so much for your help in promoting this opportunity to our local groups.